It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Hey!
Hey!
Well, we finally made it, Ben. We made it to the end of Love is Blind Season 5.
Kind of boring.
Yeah, that took words right out of my mouth. Look,
the drama was really fun, and then all of a sudden, when we have to deal with just two weddings, then it's like,
oh yeah, I know. I was kind of like, I kind of wish there were like three more weddings.
Even then, like even in the previous seasons when there were like four or five weddings, even then I thought the segments were too long. But now they were like really too long.
They were really long for like nothing to happen. I mean, the Izzy and Stacey stuff, there's definitely
it was good.
It was good.
It was good.
It was still too long.
We're never going to get our, you know, our runaway bride scenario or runaway groom like we did in season one with Giannina, you know, but this was good. This was a fun, like if we didn't get Izzy's reaction at the end, it would have been more disappointing, but I loved seeing Izzy talk about Titanic and crying and all that stuff was really good. To Stacey, it looked like things were great. Like things were fine.
She also said a bunch of like uncouth shit throughout the whole episode, you know, and then just thought everything would be fine. It was great. Yeah. Milton and Lydia, so boring. I mean, just unfathomably wanted to fast forward through the whole thing.
Unlike Milton.
I know.
To be boring.
it's like we had Pods Milton back.
I know. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Where was Uche? Why couldn't Uche come in there and say he wanted accountability? There was
what Uche should have done was he should have taken a picture of the outside of the wedding venue, sent it to Lydia and said, "I see you." That's what he should have done.
That would have been really good. I was just confused. We had Lydia and all of her bridesmaids. We had all these women lined up for Uche to yell at, and he didn't do it. You would think that like his Uche senses would have gone off, and he would have been ready to yell at them, and he didn't.
It would have been perfect. Yeah.
Also, before I forget, something that
Lydia's parents were there, her family was there. He could have gone off on them.
Yeah, I saw a lot of women to yell at. A lot.
Fish in a barrel for Uche. I know.
Also, before I forget, I was confused about something. So Renee was invited to Lydia's bridal fitting, but I didn't see her at the wedding. Yeah. Why was that? What happened? Maybe she forgot.
I don't. Yeah, good question. Yeah, she wasn't invited, I guess. I don't know. Something happened.
Very strange.
Again, whatever this incident was, that happened.
Because, you know, she was Renee a special guest at the bridal fitting. She's clearly one of Lydia's best friends. Why wasn't she at the wedding, you know? Very strange. Weird things are afoot, Ben. Where does that noise come from?
I never know.
I've never known. Well, we have breaking news, Ben. Tomorrow after on October 15th, that's Sunday, after the Love is Blind reunion is finished, we will be doing a live recap on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/realityalert.
This Sunday,
tomorrow.
I can't make it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm
going to a funeral right after the reunion.
Oh, right after. Damn.
Yeah. Shit. One of those night funerals.
Well, I'll be there talking it up.
Maybe I could try and in the back, I could, you know, FaceTime into it or something.
So me and Ben will be there. He'll be FaceTiming from a night funeral.
Yes.
Into the chat.
It'll be good.
You should join us there and you can chat with us and we can all talk. We did this last reunion. It was really, really fun. And we will do. We do not know what the length of the reunion will be. That has not been released. But as soon as it
including ends, technical difficulties or not including technical difficulties,
including technical difficulties.
Okay, so it could be 6 to 8 hours.
6 to 8 hours. Give us like you know,
it's within... it's like a mushroom trip. It takes a long yes. time. You know.
Yeah, you all know. In 10 minutes or so, we're going to hop on YouTube and we're going to just start recapping. So join us over there. We'll do some announcements on social too. So it'll be really fun. It'll yes. be a treat. So subscribe to us ahead of time and you can like set reminders. YouTube.com/reality alert.
I hope they have Zach on this reunion just so that he can like point at everybody and say they were only here to be on TV. That's what I want.
And talk about receipts. I need more receipt discussion. Yeah.
Books and books of receipts.
Now, if Vanessa is still allowed to host the reunion, will we be doing our recap?
I did hear that they're going to let her be there, but she's going to have her mouth duct taped.
That's okay. Okay. Yeah. I'll allow it. I'll allow it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Which, good
to
good.
Me, I heard that news. I said, that seems harsh. You know, and that's not a good look for Netflix, silencing women. But this is what the fans want. So
yeah, this is what
this is tough. It's a toss up here.
Yes. Well, we think she should be sent to Siberia. You know, so it's not good enough for me. But
NCIS Siberia.
NCIS Siberia. Well, let's start talking about this finale, shall we?
Oh, I guess.
Stacy arrives and she says she can't believe how fast she fell in love with Izzy, but she did. Bald head and all. She fell in love with him.
Crazy. With a poor like him.
I don't I know. A lower deck boy like him. From
Might as well be a pretty woman situation. You know? She scooped him up from off the street, gave him a bubble bath. And, you know, scrubbed his bald head and then realized that he was actually the most beautiful man on the planet. Oh, my God.
Do you know how I knew how much Stacy respects Izzy? When she told the makeup artist that Izzy is a big old chunk of meat. That's when I knew yeah. she really respected yeah. Izzy. She just respects the hell out of him.
Like a big old slab of steak from Chipotle. Right? Big old burrito.
Big old. but she is speaking very positively about him otherwise, you know? She's
yeah.
I'm like, is
yeah.
she gonna say yes? I mean, I know I predicted no, but I'm like, you know, she's being pretty positive at this
the
point.
The way her family puts it, it does seem like this is the closest she's ever come to getting married. Like with anyone, with any of her previous relationships, anything like this is the furthest she's gone
yes.
in a relationship, hands down. And not just because of the format of the show. It sounds like she actually has given Izzy more of a chance than what she has with previous relationships.
Any of her elderly gentleman callers.
Yes. All of elderly, them had top hats and monocles. Izzy's, yes. Izzy's different. They all own BP, Shell, all these
different companies. Stacy says she doesn't want to sit in her all black outfit because it's bad luck. Is this a thing to not wear black on the day of your wedding, Ben? Have you heard of this?
No, but I guess the logic behind it would be that you're wearing black on your wedding. It symbolizes death.
Did she so was she like afraid
of the relationship?
Was she afraid that she would accidentally say yes? Would that be the bad
yeah,
the bad
that's
luck?
The bad luck. Yeah. So that you would end up getting married.
This is very
the
interesting
bad
looking
luck is that she forgot to dot the I's and cross the T's on the prenup. That's
yeah, it's real. It's always weird yeah. looking back and being like, what were you thinking? But it really does seem like maybe she hadn't fully made up her mind. I don't know what was going through her mind.
Yeah.
She's a bit of an enigma, Stacy.
I think she certainly told her family that she wasn't going to say yes. But maybe there was some internal conflict
then
with
her. Yeah. Her mom was really playing into it then.
Yeah. Oh, I think so. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure they're given, you know, notes by the producers to, you know, be vague and, you know, focus more on the emotions of this relationship and don't fixate so much on what the actual answer is going to be.
We'll talk about it together, but I think her mom did a really good job then. I was like, damn, you did a really good job. You know, it's hard to tell. Izzy arrives. I just want to say that at this point, I was watching with my girlfriend, Maria. Maria paused the TV and pointed out that there were snacks, sandwiches, donuts, and bagels. And she let me know that one time she was at a wedding where she was a bridesmaid and there was no food.
Wow.
Well, yeah. she then corrected me, Ben, and let me know that there was food, but no vegetarian sandwiches. And she's a vegetarian, but there was a little bit of fruit and cheese. But I do remember from this wedding that she like thought that it would be nice for the drive up to the wedding with the other bridesmaids that she would bring like a box of donuts, and she brought like a whole box of donuts and was like, guys, I brought donuts, and nobody took a donut because they wanted to fit into their dresses.
Oh, come on. So one donut like, is gonna make you explode and
dude, what if they had a food baby? That's where I was like, is this a thing for thin people? Like, if you eat something, like will you see the shape of the donut like in the dress?
You inflate like Wayne Knight.
If you're wearing wearing something very tight, then you don't really want to eat, because then you could get like a little bloated if it's very tight.
Okay.
But I think some of them were being a little probably overreactionary. And Maria was like, thank God they didn't eat, because then until like dinner was served at the wedding, all I had to eat was donuts.
Simple solution, get a stretch dress. And stretch slacks.
Yeah. You know?
I'm sure they make them.
Wear elastic. A muumuu. Get a muumuu. But I don't think for being a bridesmaid, you always get to choose exactly what dress you're getting, because you all have to wear the same dress.
That's true.
I just liked how she paused the TV to be like, look at all that food. I didn't get that.
And you're like,
donuts and bagels?
You're like, you know what, Maria, if you want to watch the Food Network, come on. We're here for love, okay?
Izzy says that when you fall in love, you will least expect it. You're on a show where you're supposed to fall in love and get married, Izzy.
Hey, I don't know. Did Leonardo DiCaprio expect to fall in love?
That's
on the Titanic?
True. That's true.
I don't know if he did.
That's true.
I don't know. Did he expect to die? I don't know if he did.
I will say, in Izzy's defense, he did say he was recruited to go on Love is Blind. He said this on the Dick Vitale podcast, I heard.
Yeah.
And so he just kind of like went on just to like go on. And he said that he didn't really expect to like have the thing like work on him, you know? Mm-hmm. He kind of just like went on the show.
Was it the same people that recruited him to go on Globe Life?
To go on the MLM insurance company? Yeah. So they got 25%. They're getting 25% of his influencer money too.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
But if he recruits three new Love is Blind cast, then he'll get 25% of each of theirs.
Yes.
Right.
And Chelsea's the person that recruited him.
Yes. Kelsey recruited him. Chelsea did, I mean.
Yes. Yes. Izzy tells us he didn't think his credit score would be that big of a deal. So that's why he lied about the credit cards right until the end.
Yes, lying about it was a no-no. He should not have done that. However, I still will stand by this opinion. I've said this before. When you meet Stacy's family, that's got to be pretty tough to then come out and say what your credit score is.
Yeah, but he totally lied about stuff. He could have come up in the pods and he admitted it. He kept admitting it, and he won't say that he lied. He never will admit that he lied. He still won't say that he lied.
But flying coach isn't even good enough for these people.
Well, I agree, but that's a separate
I'm just saying, but like
that's a separate issue to lying.
I could see the hesitancy. That's all.
But he hesitated before he met her family.
Yeah.
Lying's a problem. Like lying in a relationship.
No, it is.
Is a really big deal to me.
I think it's a part of the bigger problem, though, of him feeling not good enough.
Yes. No, and that is a big deal, too. But
I think it's all intertwined.
But it would make me hesitate to marry someone if I don't feel that I can trust them yet.
Yes. And that was basically what it all boiled down to for Stacey and Izzy.
Yeah, I think more stuff than just the trust thing.
Bald.
Right? Yeah, the bald.
It's still that.
Izzy says he doesn't care about money and how love doesn't have a price tag. And I'm like, do you realize who you're marrying, though?
Yeah, love flies first class. Don't you remember?
Yeah,
love
that was instantly what I thought of.
I think it
wants to fly first class.
Yeah, I think it literally does have a price tag, actually. And that price tag is called a prenup.
Yes.
You will see it one day.
This is the scene. She talks to her sisters, and she says that Izzy hasn't been through the same life experience as her.
Who has?
Yeah.
The 99% hasn't been in the same life experience as her.
She says he just got his passport, and his favorite restaurant is Chipotle. Like, he won't know how to order at a Peruvian restaurant or a Mediterranean restaurant.
Yeah, you have to speak Peruvian.
Yeah, she's multilingual. Her sisters say it's just a guy thing, having Chipotle as your favorite restaurant. Ben, that's is it a guy true. Thing? Is your
no.
favorite restaurant Chipotle?
Absolutely not. Lots of people love Chipotle.
But as your favorite restaurant?
I've known lots of people who like fast food is their favorite. Like, fast food is their favorite restaurant.
Yeah, I don't know anyone whose favorite restaurant is like
Wendy's.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like their favorite. Like they like it. It's like their guilty pleasure. But it's not like Chipotle is like their favorite restaurant. You know, it's not like my favorite. Could I date someone that did it? Yeah, I could overcome it. But I would be like, why is it your favorite? What's going on? Is it really that good? You couldn't find like a local Mexican restaurant that does it better than Chipotle for you?
See, I'm not a believer in guilty pleasures. There are only pleasures. There are no guilty pleasures.
I think that's a more positive outlook on life.
Well, because if you're looking at it like, oh, you know, it's a guilty pleasure, that means you're concerned about what everybody else thinks about what you like.
Yeah, of course I am. Of course I am. All the time.
Yeah, but you like the Jets, Max.
Yeah, that's cool.
Should you be more concerned?
That's cool.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to kick you.
Well,
you
outed me. Now everyone's
I didn't mean to kick you while you were
Did
down.
Did you see me wearing Jets hats on this podcast? Have you?
You're going with the best New Jersey team at the moment. Yes.
You know, the sisters seem to be kind of like, Izzy's not bad. You could do worse.
Yeah, maybe. They're like, it's cute. Nobody in our family's ever dated a Charlie Chaplin tramp type.
Yes.
Before. This is
they say fun. They could they say they could see him fitting in with their family.
Yeah. He could dance for them and he could do, you know, he could entertain them. You
he
know.
Could be a janitor at their dad's warehouses, you know.
It could feel like charity for them.
Yes. Stacy. Maria pointed out that when Stacy talks to her mom, that Stacy has a lot of food laid out in this scene too. So, you know, everybody had food.
That's good.
Yes.
Maria's our food correspondent.
Yeah, she really was noticing the food at the wedding.
Should we start calling her, instead of girlfriend Maria, should we start calling her Chef Maria?
Chef Maria. Really? What's going on? Stacy's mom asked her feeling. Stacy says she's anxious yesterday, but she's calm now. Well, yeah, because she knows she's gonna turn him down, but he'll still want to date her. He'll still be ready. Yeah.
I mean, if the social media is any clue to if they might still be together, I would lean towards yes. But then again, these things are always vague. We don't really
know. It's vague. We don't know.
Yeah.
Stacy's mom tells her, I had red flags and I ignored them. I would never ignore red flags. Not bad advice. Not bad at all.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta keep an eye on those red flags.
Yeah.
Especially JP's and Carter's.
You gotta
see what's on those flags. If they're red, you gotta make sure you look at those flags.
Don't be afraid to hire a PI when you get too concerned.
Don't be afraid to say no when they propose. Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Izzy's groomsmen help Izzy write a letter from the heart, a group letter. Didn't they all did one line?
Yeah. I wonder, I thought how it was really cute. They all held hands too while they did it.
Yes.
Beautiful. And then Izzy had to pee and they all went into the bathroom with him. And he was like, let it flow, man. Let it flow. They're just a good group of guys all helping each other out.
Let's hear this poem. Let's hear it after Izzy's best man delivered it to Stacy.
Why I love you. You never get complacy. You're so hot, turn on the AC. Want to glue my hands on your boobs like a pasty.
With you, I love the chasey. Why am I wanting to marry you? Because I'm madly in love with you, Stacy.
I know you're nervous, scared, worried, but just know I'm here. Always will be that loving, calming, reassuring man who will fight every day for you. I love you. And it's from Izzy. Oh, Izzy.
They should have made the mom read that. Especially the pasty part.
Yeah, I really like the mom hearing the boobs line. I think I think my girlfriend's mom would not like hearing that.
You think?
No, I don't think she'd appreciate having to hear that line. I feel like Maria would be like, oh, I can't read this part. Izzy's best man, when he delivers the letter, says Izzy wrote the letter from his heart. Wow, just another lie from Izzy that he wrote the letter himself. Another lie.
Hey, this is TV, baby. There's ghostwriters all over. That's
He's
how
a liar.
That's how it works.
Stacy loves it. She says it's a calming reassurance she needs to know that she should
say no. Yeah. I mean, after the pasty line,
yeah, she was
they
like,
confirmed it. So that was the reassurance she needed.
She's like, my goofy poem was so much better. This poem sucks.
Yeah, this is terrible.
Stacy's dad. I just want to say, Stacy looks great in her dress. She really does. It really pretty.
Looks
very pretty, Ben. Izzy, I don't know if the suit was the right color for him. I was talking
about this with Amy. I was like, you know, I could never wear a suit like that because my skin, it's so pale. I have such pale skin. It would just, the contrast, it'd be too much.
Yep. Even with him, I just don't know if it was the right
royal blue is a tough color.
It's a tough color. You're not going to say that he looked pretty, Ben?
He did. He looked very handsome.
Oh, very handsome. Okay. Well, Stacy's dad comes to say hello.
Oh, look at you!
Oh, look at you, my daughter. Oh, hi. Hello.
You better say yes. I don't want to have to pay for a wedding.
Hi, Dad. I'm in a big white dress.
Hi, Dad. It's the only time she hasn't had vocal fry.
The way she was acting so casual when she came into the wedding venue was what made me start to think she was going to say no. Because she was acting extremely casual. She's like, yeah, what's up, everybody?
They were both breaking the fourth wall a lot. They were like trying to get the crowd bump. They were like, bam, 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 bam. Yo, what's up, everybody? It's a wedding. Ayo.
Can I get a Stacy?
Stacy.
Can I get an Izzy?
Hey, ladies. Yeah.
Hey, fellas.
Yo. Yeah. did Stacey's dad kiss her on the lips when they were in it was very close to the cheek or the lips. It was very Tom Brady-esque, you know?
It was tongue.
Yeah, I don't know. It really looked like it to me.
Yeah. Daddy-daughter relationships are very important in the upper class.
Rich people culture,
community.
Yes.
Yes.
The decor for this wedding is hideous, Ben. The uplighting, the candle, the fucking tacky as shit. It's fucking awful.
This was once again, this was a production question that Amy and I were like going back and forth talking about of, okay, how much of this was the actual venue itself beforehand? And then what exactly did they put in there to dress it up? Because either way, someone's failing here.
They put everything in there. They're
everything.
Just like,
is it location
the ugliest shit possible?
That's failing? Is it set deck that's failing? Oh my goodness.
Last season was like the most beautiful shit ever. It was majestic. It was an incredible venue. And this season, it was like, what the fuck is
they were
this?
Like, there's only two couples. It's whatever.
Whatever. We'll just fucking throw in some ugly ass shit.
It's fucking Milton. You know, he doesn't care.
Oh my God. There's like eight different colors, like pink, blue, green, and yellow. Like, whatever. Some candelabras in there. Some like sequins.
Yeah. The weird, like, bluish lighting on the stone wall in the back.
Didn't make any sense. It's terrible. It's all over tacky. You know what's bad when Ben isn't saying it was pretty? That is
I know, right? That is bad. I got married at a courthouse, and I thought that was ugly. Not the courthouse, this place.
I'm sure the courthouse had
the
wonderful
Brooklyn, The Brooklyn courthouse on Fulton Street is beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Oh, you got married in Brooklyn. I always thought you guys went into Manhattan. That's how I always imagined
No.
it. Wow, illusion broken.
Yeah,
I think I got married at the courthouse at Yankee Stadium.
Save me.
Well, you can need her as much as you want, Izzy, but you're not going to get her. You're not going to.
No. Sorry, pal.
Sorry. This was weird, Ben. In his vows, Izzy says Stacy hit him like a train out of left field.
Yeah.
And then she, when she does her vows, she also says that
that's the same thing.
Is this an expression?
No. It's I think she's combining several expressions into one is what it is.
He started it and then she said the same thing, but
because there's the expression, well, that came out of left field. And then there's the expression of that hit me like a ton of bricks. But then this has hit me like a train. I don't know where the train is coming into play.
Well, but, why is a train? The train is like it's a baseball field. There's a train coming out of left field.
There are some minor league stadiums that have that. There are
they have
some
trains
minor league stadiums
in left field.
Yeah.
Wow.
The old Bridgeport Bluefish.
Of course.
They used to have the Metro North go right through.
Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Rest in peace, Bridgeport Bluefish. They're no longer.
Ben, I want to play you what the officiant said.
Yes, please.
Izzy and Stacy, you chose each other based on an intense emotional connection. Looks, age, finances, and all the superficial things of the world were not a factor for the two of you.
Wow.
Now is the time to decide if love is blind.
Were looks, age, finances, and all the superficial things of the world not a factor?
Was
for
it
the
not
two
a factor?
Of you?
I specifically remember hearing one specific quote from the father. What was that quote again, Max?
Sometimes love wants to fly first class.
I remember many of these things discussed. A lot of times.
A lot.
I remember many superficial finances were pretty much
the fixation of the entire relationship, if we're being honest. Both good and bad.
Yeah.
Have they ever said I love you? I don't know if they did.
She said I love you.
I love you.
That's like more impressive because nobody says that besides children.
People all over the world hop on that Lerv train.
Yeah.
It's coming out of left field.
Right out of left field.
Hit you like a train. Like a Lerv train.
Izzy says I do. And Stacy, she doesn't say yes because it would be a disservice if she did.
Yes. To rich people everywhere.
Yes. She would lower her net worth and her rankings on the Forbes 500 if she married him.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
Izzy says, I understand and I love you, and they kiss. Which is very uncomfortable.
Although it does seem like Izzy is very much still on the path to wanting to be his girlfriend and continue forth in the relationship.
Oh, this is so awkward.
He's saving face. He's trying not to be embarrassed. It's not working, though. Everyone's like, kissing her. Come on.
He has resting, distraught face. Like, Izzy, have you ever noticed this about Izzy? Like, his face is always, he looks devastated. But when he smiles and says it's okay, that's when you know something's wrong. That's when it's a problem.
Yeah.
And that's what he did at the altar.
It was not good.
No.
Izzy says it's fair to the both of us to be in the right spot, and he's always been her biggest supporter, and she leaves him at the altar.
I know deep down you never meant to do me wrong. I know that you know that I am not the one for you, so don't let me fall again.
That's how I knew it was over. That's, you know, they told us with that song, don't let me, you know, fall for you again. I'm not the one for you. That was an orchestra, and they tell us the truth.
They tell us the truth.
Yeah. I got to say, the songs this season, the worst Love is Blind. I hate to diss the orchestra.
No.
Worst orchestrations ever.
No.
Ever.
Ugh.
In the history of Love
you
is Blind.
You think this is going to affect their tour?
It might. I think sales might be down. We're the bangers.
They need to do a seasons tour is what they need to do, where they do every season of Love is Blind.
Oh, you mean an eras tour?
A seasons tour.
Okay.
You know, I did hear this. I think this is breaking news, actually, Max.
One second.
It's breaking news.
It's breaking news.
It's really breaking. Whoa, what? Where'd that come from?
No idea where that comes from.
So this just in, just now, not 2 minutes ago when I said there was breaking news, just now in, Love is Blind Orchestra has announced their end of season show.
What?
Yes. And it is going to be in Las Vegas at the Sphere. Live at the Sphere.
Whoa. That's
right. Yep. And you better believe I got us tickets, Max.
Wow.
You and I are going to be covering the Love is Blind Orchestra show in Vegas. So pack your bags, get your quarters ready for the slot machines. It's going to be fun. Okay.
And you can check out our coverage of that concert live, and well, not live, but on our Patreon at patreon.com/realityalert. Should be coming up in the next couple of weeks or so. And
I heard Timothy Chalamet and
Chris Jenner.
Kris Jenner are going to be there.
His elderly girlfriend will be there.
She's going to be there.
And also coming up this week, our latest episode of Love Center will most likely be up on there. It is our weekly recap of everything that happens on social media. We'll be talking about our favorite moments from the finale and the reunion, giving some predictions for what is to come. We know that a lot of social media will be breaking down. The season's not over just because the reunion is over. Come support the podcast. It starts at only $5 a month. Patreon.com/realityalert.
Yes. And you can check out the previous two coverage episodes of the Love is Blind Orchestra concerts, the ones at Red Rocks and the ones at Madison Square Garden. Those are up on the Patreon as well.
Yes. As he talks to his mom, I was a little scared when she said that the wedding reminded him of when she would take him to get your immunizations. I was like, we're getting into vaccinations.
We're getting into vaccines now.
How is this going to get linked up?
This is in Texas. I'm afraid.
I don't know.
I'm afraid for us to touch this again. First the Bartiste thing and now this. I don't want to. Too many hot topics here. Okay.
But no, it's fine. Stacy's mom is like, he's nice. He's genuine for a poor person, but you know. Did you regret anything? And Stacy's like, nah, it's fine. He'll keep dating me, but we'll never get married.
Yeah.
So Izzy and Stacy talk. And she said she didn't think she'd feel how she felt today. She's just relieved that the pressure is gone. Thank God that's over with, right? Yeah. Right,
Izzy? She doesn't have to deal with all that bad credit scores and flying coach and all that. Yeah.
Aren't you just glad, Izzy, that I don't have to worry about the pressure of potentially marrying you? Aren't you just happy about this?
Let's see. Why can't he be happy for her? This is a great day for Stacy.
Yeah, he says he's just confused. She's basically like, we can date outside the show now, you know?
Without all the cameras?
Yeah. Huh? And he's like, I don't want to date you without the cameras. I just wanted to get married with you without the cameras.
You're Kate, I'm Leo. What would Kate and Leo be without James Cameron and the cameras? Come on.
Yeah, he basically says he doesn't care. If the time wasn't right now, it's never going to be right for her. If he's the one, timeline shouldn't matter. She should just marry him whenever. She should have married him day one, you know?
This is how they do their pitches at Globe Life. It's there's never going to be a good time to buy life insurance and then you're dead. You know, you gotta just do it and do it now.
Because I my job is entirely on commission and I haven't made a sale in a few months. So if you don't buy this insurance, I'm going to be homeless. So please buy it.
Please.
He says, you know, he blocked everything out, but Stacy only cared about the bullshit. And then we get this amazing rant about Titanic. I'm very excited to play this if I can find it.
I was at the gym and I saw Titanic pop up on the TV, and that's what I picture love being. It's just like unconditional, doesn't matter. And that's the whole point of this. Does it matter? Does a credit score matter? Does a car I drive matter? Where I go to fucking dinner matter? None of that matters to me. It makes me wonder, why are you 33 and single and not married? I'm 29 years old and I can give you everything that a fucking rich 45-year-old man that you always go for and always fell with can't give you. I'm sad.
I'm sad. Yeah, we know. So he was
what,
like,
"What can you give her, Izzy? Can you draw? Can you draw like Leo?"
So was he watching Titanic, and he was like, "Yeah, it's like she is in like the upper decks, the nice part of the ship, and I'm in the poor people, like the lower decks, and I brought her down and we did the dancing thing and she stood on her toes and I showed her that you can have have fun on the lower part of the ship.
And then the guy beneath him was like, bro, I need you to spot me. This is these weights are heavy. Come on. Please pay attention. All right.
But I don't think that his workouts are long enough, because I don't think he finished the movie and saw that Jack dies at the end.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. It is like a 3-hour film. So,
yeah, you know, because he's Jack, you know.
Yeah.
And he basically died at the end of Love is Blind because he didn't get married.
Pretty much. Yeah. Sounds about
Izzy.
Right.
Izzy. Oh, Izzy.
Oh, Izzy.
Died because of an Izzy busy. It's an iceberg.
Yeah.
I just love he brought up Titanic. That's how love should be. You should die.
He could have gone with a more current reference. He could have done like Succession. I'm Tom to her Shiv.
Yeah.
You know, or something, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, because Tom's poor.
Yeah, Tom's poor. I mean, he was to Shiv.
Yeah, I know, but so yeah. It seems like he doesn't want to continue things on at this point.
Yeah. No.
Because of Titanic. He has to complete the metaphor. They can't continue on.
He probably compares all of his movies to James Cameron films.
That's sick.
Avatar, Terminator.
True Lies.
Yeah.
Lydia and Milton.
Today is my wedding day!
Lydia wants Milton to be blah blah blah. Who cares?
Blah 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 blah
blah blah blah.
I mean, come on, isn't that really how we feel though?
Lydia says she has no doubts that he's the one. When she says this, is she talking about Milton or Uche? Do you think?
That's tough. I
know it's a thinker. We can think
I
on
can't
this
decide.
One. Yes.
This will certainly make Uche more jealous, though, her getting married.
Yeah. Milton has been up since 2 p.m. yesterday. He got off work at 7 a.m. today and has been up ever since. Oh, yeah, to be 24 again. To be what?
Playing Switch all night?
Yeah, he didn't fucking work. But it's like such a 24-year-old thing. It's like, I don't need to sleep. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Milton's friend James says, oh, they got you a real barber, which made me think, like, has James been cutting Milton's hair? Like, I really think that James is Milton's
maybe,
barber.
Maybe.
Yeah, that'd be cute.
That's adorable.
Milton lets us know that he's starting to get nervous because of how emotional Lydia is. But then he says, no one is ever 100% sure about things. You can be 99.99% sure about things, but you're never 100% sure about things.
I'm 100% sure about something.
What? How boring this shit was?
That the patreon.com/ reality alert is got to be the best $5 anybody ever spent, and I'm 100% sure about that, man.
I'm 1,000,000% sure about that. I'm infinity percent sure.
So do you believe now? Do you believe that you can be that sure about something now?
Yeah. Okay, Milton be damned. Milton has not written his vows yet and asked for a pencil. Why not a pen? Why a pencil? Is this some like math nerd thing? He only uses pencils.
Well, he makes a lot of mistakes and he likes to fix them.
I thought he was gonna ask for a crayon because he's a fucking baby. Got him.
Although, if he really was 100%, he'd want a pen.
Yeah.
Right.
But you can't be, according to him.
Mm. Yeah, that's too bad.
Milton. One of his friends asked if he thought this through. He says, I think I have. I wouldn't just jump into things. The friend then says, she won't be the same person in 10 to 15 years. Milton says, oh, I think it just started to hit me right now. But I think Milton's just talking about the acid that they took like an hour ago.
Yeah, it just kicked in.
It just kicked in there. They're all starting to trip balls.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Lydia Sr. Gasses Lydia Jr. up, saying she will always be happy. And Lydia puts the dress on. It's still really not my favorite wedding dress, Ben. But they added the sleeves. They made some adjustments to the top of the dress. And it does look much better. I even went back to make sure it was the same dress. Not my favorite, but the adjustments are suitable.
I would have preferred if there was like a few little beautiful birds flying around her and chirping. That I think would have made it the dress better.
I agree. I haven't
like the Disney style, like Snow White.
Yeah, you know? I think everything should be Disney style, right? Because yeah. We are Disney bounders.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Like John Stamos's young wife.
I had my wedding at a Disney courthouse. So.
Yeah. The Disney courthouse in Brooklyn. Milton's dad gives him cufflinks and asks him if he has any questions. He says, "Are you ready to become the head priest of your house?"
Whoa, that sounds sick.
I didn't realize that when I'm very excited for marriage now. I didn't realize that when you become married, you become the head priest of your household,
and you get to wear one of those really big hats like the Pope wears.
Like, yeah, you get like a Pope. Do you get like a mobile?
Cardinal, like if you're a car, you know, one of those things, you know. Yeah,
do you get like a husband mobile, like the Pope mobile? And yes, like that's fucking sick.
And you can bless people too.
That is really cool.
It's really cool. You
give communion and stuff. That's cool.
Yeah. Nobody in your house is allowed to drink wine. You have to give it to them. You have to tip the glass in their mouth. And they can't eat bread. You have to feed them bread.
That is sick.
Isn't that cool?
Wow. I'm going to go propose.
And Maria is just only going to be thinking about that bread, isn't she?
Because yeah.
She's thinking all about food 24/7. Huh?
Milton's dad tells Milton he needs to learn to fight fair. Milton responds and says, "Dad, I play Pokemon Showdown. I know how to fight fair, okay? I'm nationally ranked." Allegedly.
"Dad, there's no cheat codes in Pokemon, okay? The game isn't structured that way.
There's no Game Shark in Pokemon Showdown, okay? It's online.
You can't mod, Dad. You can't mod."
Milton says everyone besides him and Lydia have reservations and are a lot more concerned about the situations. And he's like, "Am I approaching this situation like am I naive?" And it's like, yes.
Yeah.
You're very naive. Duh. Yes.
Yeah. That's like your whole shtick, Milton.
Yeah, like you're very naive.
Rocks and naivety.
Yeah.
That's it. And Pokemon too.
Yeah, it's a Pokemon. Playboy, bad bearskin rugs, you know. Oh, and you're tall.
Yes. Let's not forget that.
So the wedding happens. Lydia looks so happy at the altar, but Milton looks very regretful. I wasn't sure if this was gonna happen. I was like,
he's just tired.
Yeah, I was also thinking he's tired.
So
I don't know. It was just weird, like when she came up and she was so happy, and then he was just like, "Hey, you know,
hey,
you know," she didn't really seem to care.
Sup,
let's get married. You know, the vows were super boring.
Now is the time to decide if love is blind.
The officiant nailed that shit though. That was good. Yeah. You know,
we didn't even get a Lydia Chu, "I choose you" though. That's what's disappointing to me.
Yeah, that was really lame. He kisses Lydia before he was told to. The dad was like, "You can't do that. That's against the rules."
Yeah. Put him in a timeout.
He doesn't know how to uncork a bottle without his teeth. That was funny.
Yeah, okay.
He puts the veil on.
To me, that wasn't a big surprise coming from Milton. Yeah.
No, because he only uses his teeth.
Yeah.
So then we get like these cut to everybody else from the experiment. Izzy says he deserves the effort he puts into love to be reciprocated. He deserves Flower Mondays, Ben, okay?
Yeah.
He deserves
them
too.
Why can't he get the Flower Mondays?
It's not fair.
Or even better, Cash Tuesdays would be great.
Buy my life insurance Wednesdays, you know?
Check Thursdays. Gold Fridays.
Stacy said something interesting. She says love is absolutely blind. Izzy opened her up, but she doesn't have 100% certainty. Well, yeah. No one has 100% certainty. Maybe you should have listened to Milton a little bit more, okay?
Come on.
We just went over this.
Well, yeah, she definitely doesn't have 99% certainty. She's usually more in the 1% when it comes to
certainty. Taylor says part of her regrets not going through trying to live with JP, but she knows she did the right thing.
Yeah.
Imagine him
took
just
look,
like
she took a closer look at those red flags.
She just would have, he would have been just like just hiding her makeup or like burning it and shit, you know. Only leaving the red, white,
burning
and blue
her makeup in a trash bin in the backyard.
Replacing her makeup with red, white, and blue face paint. JP is basically like, I know I have things to work on, guys. I know I'm fucked up, okay? I know I'm an asshole, okay?
I know there's a lot of things I need to work on before I can go on Minute to Win It.
Yeah.
And I just get to prove to those producers that I can still win it.
I have to be a better man for Guy Fieri, okay? And Apollo Ohno. I'm not sure who's the host right now, but I have to be a better man.
I think it's Ohno now.
It is. Uche yells at us, you know, but he tells us he has better things to work on. He has things to work on and should have created a better environment for Aaliyah.
Yeah.
He always is like, I know I have problems. I'm working on it. And then he goes and he does bad things. He's a mess.
Yeah. It was weird when he said, I need to work on myself. Anyway.
Do you have a business? Do you not have a business?
Ness.
I love horses.
Aaliyah, in footage clearly taken from while she was still in the experiment, says the experiment challenged her. Johnny says she learned that she's not a perfect person, but she's able to have a healthy relationship.
Okay.
Okay, Johnny, if you say so, but are you sketchy as fuck?
I'm not sketchy as fuck.
Okay. Oh, you're not sketchy
she's
as
not.
Fuck.
She said
okay.
She's not.
She's not. All right. Okay.
All right.
I'm not 100% sure, but apparently nobody is. Okay. Yeah. Chris Fox says love is blind because the emotional connection brings out the physical connection. He says he's optimistic for the future, but we'll have to see. Seems like he's not. He's like, I don't know.
The emotional connection brings out the physical connection?
Yeah.
Does that mean he wasn't that physically attracted to...
I guess he's like, she's not my type. He's pulling an Uche.
Well, there is something wrong with her face, according to Stacy.
Yeah.
What is wrong with her face?
Is your face okay?
He also says he's optimistic for the future, but we'll have to see. He doesn't sound like he's all in on Johnny.
No.
Then we get the Milton and Lydia party. Milton says all the data points led to him being to this being the right decision. You know, Lydia's HP, her all of her abilities lined up right for breeding new Pokemon.
Right. Yes.
You can't wait for her to lay an egg and hatch a Togepi.
Yep. Gotta evolve.
Yes.
Just keep evolving.
So yeah, that is Love is Blind season 5. Wow.
You know, I was all on board for this season, and then you realize that two weddings is probably a bad idea. Having said that, I think the reunion is going to be Litty Titty. I think
yeah,
it's really
going
to
be Litty
Titty. Because there's a lot of people upset with each other who knows what's going to, you know, is JP going to be there? I don't know.
I heard Uche might not be there. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Which would be very disappointing.
Yeah, we discussed that a little bit on our Patreon, that on social media. He basically said they're not contractually obligated to be there.
Yeah, but then I read something that he just did a podcast and then he said that he's not going to be there. I'm like, why wouldn't he be there? Get Uche there. We need Uche to yell at everybody. Like, yes. Why would you not get that? That's like not having Shake at that one reunion. Like, what the fuck?
Are we going to get like a pre-recorded interview with him and Vanessa again? Is that like with what we got with
I don't know, Josh, but he could be there. I really don't know what's gonna shake down. Like, I don't know.
I hope he does come. I really do.
I want everybody there. There's nobody I don't want there.
Yeah.
I want Miriam there. I want, you know, I want Renee there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vanessa.
Cheers to getting Lydia's a titty.
I want Shane.
I want to get Liddy Titty at this pool party with my girls.
Yeah, we got to get Shane there.
I want Shake there.
Yeah, I do too. I want Alexa there. I want Brennan there.
Ew.
I want, who are the really boring people from season one? Kelly and
Kenny.
Kenny.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kenny. Really great people.
Brett and Tiffany.
Tiffany will just sleep. It'll be okay.
You know what they should do is they should invite Cole to the reunion, put him in the front row with a Nerf gun.
Yes.
And throughout, he gets to decide if someone says something that he doesn't like, he gets to fire away at him.
What do you want me to lick right now?
What was that from?
I don't know.
I'm a boy. I know nothing of luxury.
I miss Cole. I hope he's on Perfect Match. He'd be fucking great.
He better be.
He's a great character.
Well, it was we haven't gotten a full list for that yet, have we? That's still a pretty incomplete list.
It's incomplete, and I don't recommend looking at it because it can be spoilerific for seasons of stuff.
Yeah. Well, the last time I looked at it was a ways ago, and it was only a few people on there.
Well, I looked at it.
Not much.
I looked at it, and it had spoilers for this season, so I had to avert my eyes.
Oh, interesting.
So now if you look at it, it could have spoilers for something else that we don't want to know about.
Gotcha.
You know, like Ultimatum people can be on it for like a future season of The Ultimatum because I don't know when it's going to air. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah.
Because I remember the last time The Perfect Match was coming out, I had to look away because I saw that people from The Ultimatum were on it before the first season of The Ultimatum had aired.
Wow.
Yeah. While it was still going out. So like the ultimate.
Oh, like Zay and those guys. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Perfect Match film so far ahead. We don't really know when things are happening.
Yep. Timeline's always screwy with these Netflix.
Yeah. Things. Yeah. So it's best to avert the eyes.
I'm excited though. Cause we're going to get season 4 and 5 people, I think, from Love is Blind.
On, yes. I know on five this. People are on there for, and I'm sure they might even
maybe Ultimatum further. Queer Love.
Maybe
Ultimatum season 1. I don't know. I don't know when they filmed.
I hope no one from Ultimatum season 2. They were very boring. There's nobody that I need from that. Also, they all got married, right?
Yeah, they did. Every last one of them.
Together, so nobody could be there.
Yep.
Good. Although, you know, actually Roxanne or her boyfriend, if they broke up, they could go on the show. They're
that would be fun.
That would be fun, but they're still together, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But yeah, it, you know, this season, I think it could have benefited overall after watching it from a couple more couples.
Yep.
I was thinking about it, and I was like, you know, it was kind of fun jumping between the last season, like Chelsea and Kwame, and then we had like Zach and Bliss being so embarrassing.
Yeah.
And then we would jump to like, I don't know, who were the other couples? I don't know. There was just, it's just when there's more going on, like it's like both of these couples were definitely always interesting, but like, I don't know. There's just so much more to talk about and fun things to look at. And this was just.
But yeah, just a good group of, this was a good cast.
And, it was.
It's a group of people that I could see coming back on multiple other shows going forward in the Netflix world. So that's what you want, too, because Netflix, they're trying to expand their reality division. You know, we've heard rumors of a potential challenge type show coming down the road. You've got Perfect Match. You've got all these other shows. I love it. Let's build up the...
Yeah, Netflix reality is cheap and they like making it and the cast is good. And so keep it going. Keep listening to Reality Alert. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Reality Alert. Come join us live. Follow us on Instagram, Reality Alert Podcast, Twitter at Reality Alert _, patreon.com/Reality Alert. Please support the podcast. We've done this whole season without ads. So you know, it's always great to get your financial support. But, you know, just you listening is great, too. But if you spare that $5, you know, we'd really appreciate it. We thank you guys. We also, whenever you message and comment, really appreciate it, too. If you could leave us 5 stars on Apple and write a review, we really appreciate it. On Spotify, you just hit the 5 stars. Really helps us on the charts and getting discovered by more and more people. It would be awesome, so we can be big time, big stars.
Leo,
we're gonna
and
be,
Kate.
Believe we're gonna be Leo and Kate one day.
Who's drawing who naked? That's what I want to know.
I'm gonna draw me naked. Give it mirror. To you.
That's an awkward drawing because then you have to draw yourself drawing, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
great.
I guess that's it. I guess we'll see everybody. I don't know if people are going to listen tomorrow. Well, tomorrow for us. I don't know when they're going to listen to this, but we will see a million people in the chat.
Yes.
I'm a 1,000,000% sure. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Hi, Dad. I'm in a big white dress.